vehicle that that you drive, you call that a...
What, a car?
Yeah.
Anything else that people call it besides this car, common term?
Jalopy sometimes, whatever, it depends how old it is. Sometimes, I don't know, they're very seldom would they use automobile on it.
Cars is common term.
Yeah.
I see.
Or say if your car began to squeak, you might take it into a filling station, tell the attendant to put it up on the rack, do what to it?
Grease it.
Mm-hmm. And the past form of that, you say yesterday he...
Greased.
And if that stuff got all over your hands, you say your hands were all...
Greasy.
And while you had your car there at the filling station, you might well go ahead and tell them to look under the hood and check the...
Oil.
Talking about that kind of thing, before the days of electricity, what did people do for light?
Kerosene lamps.
You ever see those much around?
Mm-hmm. We have one in our home.
Oh, really? Use it for emergencies or...
Hurricanes. Yeah. Candles.
Probably catch that, a lot of that where you are.
Strongest winds ever for one. Yeah.
Did you have the one out there at the end of this summer?
I was there, yeah.
You were? Did it do much damage?
No, it did a little bit to Mexico. Yeah, Hurricane Anita.
Well, you mentioned kerosene lamp. Have you ever heard people call kerosene anything besides that?
Coal oil.
Coal, same thing. Would you say coal oil is probably an older version of the term, or are you still...
Yeah, coal oil is an older version of the term, and I don't know if they're exactly the same. I know that if it burns with dark smoke, they're much more likely to call it coal oil than if it burns with cleaner smoke.
Any particular, say if you wanted to make a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp out of maybe just a bottle and some kerosene and, you know, a rag for a wick, have you ever heard people making something like that? And if you have, what would you call it?
Yes, but I don't know what they call it.
Have you ever heard people use the term torch or flambeau for something like that?
Torch sometimes.
Sometimes torch. Yeah. You know, these little things that you used to see on the road that would be lit to warn you to go around.
Smoke pots.
Smoke pots, yeah. Is that the only thing that those things are used for?
That's all I've ever seen them use.
Smoke pots. You ever heard people call it smudge pots?
Smudge pots, too.
Same thing?
Yeah.
I see. This, talking about cars and all that, this inside part of a tire, you call it the inner...
Tube.
Yeah. And say if you had just built yourself a boat, and you're going to test it out, take it down the water, when you actually put the boat in the water, what do you call yourself doing? You say, I'm going to...
Launch
the boat. Well, what about boats? Just say a boat that you would use in a lake or a pond to go fishing in. What would you call a boat like that? Okay. Say, add yourself a little...
Rowboat. If it's not powered or anything. Yeah. And if it's small and does have a motor, you just call it a boat.
I see. When you think of rowboat, how do you think of the thing being shaped? Does it have a... flat ends, or is it tapered, or
one tapered end and one flat end?
Which is which?
Well, the stern is flat and the bow is tapered.
I see. What about the bottom of it? How's it shaped?
To a point, tapered down.
Yeah. I see.
Not flat. It's
Are there any other particular kinds of boats that you're familiar with?
Yeah. How's that? Yeah. The flats are